Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ray Fittipaldo, going to join us in a second here. Ray brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Texter, I stepped away. Did I miss Livy Dunn? No, Dom failed in his quest to book Livy and then just randomly, unprompted, out of the blue in the last segment, said he would love to hook up with Martha Stewart. It was very weird from him.
Oh, my God.
Bill Belichick is getting married to a 24-year-old. He is 73. It's very weird to me. So we asked Dom, who's 21, if there are any elderly women that he would pursue. And now people are texting in, I guess, all of their crushes. Like Marissa Tomei. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She's outstanding in Spider-Man. My cousin Vinny. She was in Seinfeld. Yeah, she looks great for 60. But that's too young for the purposes of this conversation. People texting in about Salma Hayek, who, well, she came back into the discourse the other day. She doesn't count. She's too young.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me like Heidi Klum or Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like people who are somewhat older than me, but not geriatric.
How old's Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
64.
She is one of my all-time crushes. All-time crushes. Going back to Seinfeld, she was excellent. You ever seen Veep?
Bits and pieces.
Oh,
I'm
told
it's a show I gotta watch.
It's brilliant. It's absurdly funny. I'd put it up there against any comedies that have come out in the last 15, 20 years. It is so good. Anyway, I digress. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now. How you doing, Ray? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're trying to keep it light today, Ray. We're trying to have a good time given the state of Pittsburgh sports. All right, I want to start you off with this. So, Caleb Johnson, Steelers third round pick, he was on with Steelers.com the other day, and this has now gone viral. He said he would characterize himself as a guy who could be a Derrick Henry back, or he could be a Dalvin Cook back. A, love the confidence from the young man. Is he even going to be the starting running back this year?
Well, I don't think this year, but I think obviously with Jalen Warren just playing on the one-year RFA tender, that time's going to come sooner rather than later. But I would fully expect, Adam, for Caleb Johnson to get a lot of carries this year. I think the Steelers have gone to kind of like a sharing situation at running back for the past three seasons. I don't expect that to change this season, but I think in the future, yes, I think you see Caleb Johnson getting the bulk of the carries. He's a big back. He didn't time well at the combine, but if you watch him at Iowa, he runs away from a lot of players. So I think the Steelers are excited to see what he can do in OTAs next week, and I think Steelers fans are going to like him when they get to see him in the preseason here in a couple months.
He had, 21 catches last year, did Caleb Johnson, which doesn't sound like much, and I know when he was drafted, Steelers fans were saying, this guy can't catch the ball. 21 catches on Iowa, I think, was good for third on the team last year, Ray. Do you think that he can be a weapon in the passing game?
Well, he can be, but I think that's Jalen Warren's strong suit. And I think as long as Jalen Warren is on this team, I think he's going to be the third down back because you have to remember he's also the team's best pass protecting running back as well. So when you have guys like that on your roster, I think you got to use them. But I think Caleb Johnson certainly got the size to be a good pass protector back there. And I think sometimes running backs, you know, they'll get typecast in college, right? Because Iowa is this ground and pound, three clouds in a dust kind of a school. And maybe they just didn't throw to him because that's not their offense. I think he's got the skills to do both in the NFL, but you just might not see that in him as a rookie.
Ray, Mason Rudolph was on with Kabali and Mack on their podcast the other day, and he talked about how things had gone with the Steelers. He talked about now he understands that when guys get paid a certain amount of money, that they're going to get the opportunity. I thought it was a very mature response from Mason Rudolph. Well, he's getting paid $4 million a season by the Steelers right now. Do you think he understands where he is in the NFL ecosystem? Like, he's not going to be bummed out or pissed if Aaron Rodgers comes in, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on like an OTAs and mini camp, you know, preview that's going to run later in this week. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've kind of been parroting with what Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin have said about Mason. You know, he's got belief in the locker room, and, you know, the front office believes in him. And listen, I get it. I believe what they're saying, but this is the same Mason Rudolph who lost his job in 2019 to Duck Hodges, right? I mean, Duck Hodges wasn't even an undrafted free agent. He was a rookie tryout guy who ended up making the team. And then just, you know, for the next few years, he was just kind of there. And then he finally gets his chance, Adam, at the end of the 2023 season, leads them on a three-game winning streak to get into the playoffs. He plays well in that playoff game, and what do? They let him walk in free agency. So, you know, there are a lot of people who were wondering why Mason Rudolph wanted to come back here. Maybe this was his best and only opportunity. I'm not sure, but I think you're right. I think he realizes his place. Yes, he is QB1 right now on May 21st, but it might only be for a matter of weeks or whenever Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line.
Ray, we get it all the time on the text line, on Twitter, phone calls. This fan base believes in Mason Rudolph. And if Mason should fail, this fan base seems to believe an awful lot in Will Howard. Do you think fans are getting ahead of their skis here on those guys? Like, I think if Rudolph starts, and I like Rudolph as a backup, man, and I think he's a good guy and he's put in his work, and I respect Mason Rudolph, but like, if he were to start every game, do you think the losing season or the winning season streak would finally end?
I think there's a good possibility of that. Listen, I think the ceiling for this team, if Aaron Rodgers is here, is probably 10 or 11 wins. And if it's Mason Rudolph, it's not that much worse. It's probably 8 or 9 wins. But listen, if you go 8 and 9, that streak is over. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of people in this fan base do embrace Mason Rudolph. You know, maybe it's because of that run at the end of the 2023 season. But there's also a lot of people in this fan base, Adam, who want to see them go 4-13, get a high draft pick. So we're not in this never-ending cycle of who's the franchise quarterback going to be. You know, is it going to be Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields? I think you will find as many people in this fan base who want that as there are people who want Mason Rudolph to succeed.
Ray, do you think if Mason Rudolph were one of 5 quarterbacks competing for the Browns job, do you think he'd win that job with Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco?
Well, he didn't get a chance to beat out Kenny Pickett because the Steelers never – I mean, if you guys remember, he was like the third-team quarterback throughout that camp. They never even – really gave him a shot. Yeah, I mean, listen, Mason is a pro. He's probably better than all those guys. But, you know, to your point about what you said about, you know, the money factor in this, you know, the Browns invested high picks in Gabriel. So, I think he wouldn't be in any different position. But, yes, for the 2025 season, he probably would be the Browns' best option.
All right, texters out there, you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But could you please just stop texting in the names of hot old ladies? I feel like we've jumped the shark now. I just get Helen Mirren and Jane Seymour and Christine Brinkley. We need to clear the text line of hot old ladies so that we can get the sports discourse going again. Ray,
I was trying to think of the like Livy Dunn of my era. I guess Kathy Ireland would be that for my generation, but I don't even know how old she is.
I'll tell you who did it for me back in the day, and I'm not as old as you, Ray, and you're not an old man. What the hell's her now? I'm gonna not have her name. What's her face from Grease? Olivia Newton-John.
Oh yeah.
I was a big Grease fan back in the day. I thought Olivia Newton-John was the bee's knees, but now here we go. I'm being a perv again. Ray, your thoughts on the Steelers drafting Lenoris Sellers next year and then him participating as the quarterback in the 2028 Flag Football Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, this flag football thing seems to be, I don't know, I guess that's the time of year, right? The Steelers aren't practicing, so we talk about flag football.
Yeah, what's the end game there for the owners? Because they approved it unanimously. Is it just, hey, we think it's going to help us grow the game internationally if some of our bigger players go?
I think so. It's interesting timing, too, right? Because the collective bargaining agreement ends in 2030. So I'm sure this will be a part of it. But you've got to think, with all the millions of dollars they have invested in these players, and, you know, I know there was this conversation a week ago with the Pirates and Paul Skeens, you know, doing the World Baseball Classic. It's very similar, you know, when you compare the two sports. But, you know, to me, I think flag football should be off on its own. I don't think NFL players should be involved. And listen, if the Americans can't win with a bunch of Joes who were good in college and not in the NFL, then we got problems in this country.
Dude, can't you just see DK Metcalf in 2028 routing up some plumber from Taiwan? Like, it's just absurd to me. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Ray, have you heard that the Steelers are poking around on wide receiver too? Because I actually got a text last night from another source that named a name that I have to go out and confirm now. But it sounds to me like they are checking around the league on backfilling this George Pickens spot.
Yeah, I think there's another move to be made, but I don't think they're in a rush to do that. You know, I think the Rodgers situation has to unfold first. I think you want to know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback, not that you bow and, you know, do whatever he says, but I think there would be some input there with the type of receiver that he would want. And honestly, Adam, if you look at the guys who are still available, I don't think they're in any rush. I think they're willing to sit around till June, July, and, you know, pick their best opportunity as well. So Omar is never in a hurry. I don't think he'll be in a hurry on this, but I do think there's another shoe to drop before training camp starts in July.
The biggest shoe would be the Rodgers shoe, and you're still hearing the same thing, that they feel like it's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they wouldn't be in this position with Mason Rudolph as QB1 if they weren't, you know, pretty much assured that this was going to happen. So I can't give you a date. You know, there's been speculation about him being here for minicamp if that happens, but I think they would be okay with it happening, you know, in early July, just so he has an opportunity, you know, to work with some of his receivers before training camp. It doesn't have to be in Pittsburgh. That could be anywhere. As long as that happens, I think the Steelers would be okay with it.
All right, last text on this, Ray. And are you familiar with Gilligan's Island? Were you watching that back in the day?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, Ginger and Marianne.
That's right. That show drove me nuts. I mean, it drove me nuts. They're so close every damn episode. They never get off the island. But someone, yeah, texts in Ginger from Gilligan's Island. I was always more of a Marianne fan.
Yeah, I was always more of a Ginger guy. So there you go. I don't know.
That's going to sound so weird when we play it the rest of the day out of context, Ray.
Appreciate your time. How about Mrs.
Howell? From what's that
no,
from?
Mrs. Howell?
No. Oh, yeah,
Mrs.
yeah.
Mrs. Howell from,
oh, yeah,
from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, one of the two rich people, right?
Yes,
yeah, very,
absolutely.
Very good. All right, Ray, we'll talk to you later.
All right, see you.
It's a weird one with Ray. It's not his fault. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. People texting in Betty White. I hate to inform you, she has passed away. All right, coming up next, Mason Rudolph did talk to Mark Caboli and Chris Mack on their podcast. He had some interesting things to say. We'll let you hear it. I have found that Steelers fans think Mason Rudolph can lead this team to a winning season. And here's the question that pops immediately into my mind. Do you actually believe that much in Mason Rudolph? Do you love Mason that much? Or do you just hate Aaron Rodgers? Let's flesh it out. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Do you love Mason Rudolph or do you just hate Aaron Rodgers? I ask this because Rudolph was on with Caboli and Mack on their podcast. So nice of Caboli to get Rudolph on when he's on with us on Mondays for a full hour. And so now Mason Rudolph is a massive discussion point again because there's nothing else going on in Steelers land right now. Here's what he had to say about his role on this team.
I've always viewed training camp as competition is so normal that I'm so used to it now. You know, every team's adding quarterbacks every year. It's just a normal motor operation. Whoever they bring in, you know, I learned a long time ago who it is, and then you know the financial compensation will really tell you what's going to go down as far as a depth chart. I get that, and all I really can do is cliche and annoying as it sounds, is just keep having a great spring and enjoying working with the receivers, learning the offense, making the most of every rep I can get. That's what I did in 2023. That's what I've done my whole career. And you get opportunities, and then you just got to be ready to capitalize when they come. And
so it sounds like he gets it. I mean, he's making $4 million a season. That's not even good backup quarterback money. Now, I happen to believe he's a pretty good backup quarterback, but I don't think he's any more than that. And I think the love affair that this fan base has with this guy is very bizarre. I respect the hell out of him. He put his head down, he worked. And this is a blue-collar town. This is Pittsburgh, baby. You put your head down, you work. I get the respect. But I feel like there is love for Rudolph. But I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Do you actually love that guy? Or do you just hate the idea of the egomaniacal Aaron Rodgers coming in here? Who I think you could make the argument, because he's not going to show up at minicamp or OTAs, and he was in Egypt last year for that with the Jets, that he does not put his head down and bust his tail. We've been so devoid of good quarterback play since Ben retired that I think people prop up that three-game sample by Mason Rudolph and go, oh, look, he could do it. No, he did it for three games. And you know what quarterbacks can get it done for three games and look pretty darn good for three games? Good backup quarterbacks. It's when you play more than that. That's when you get overexposed. Like last season with the Titans. Now, yeah, they had a bad offensive line. And yeah, their skill position guys were worse than what the Steelers actually threw out there last year. Only the Chargers and the Steelers and the Titans, I think, had an argument for which group had the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. But he throws 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions because the sample size got bigger. Mason Rudolph in 2019, he had an opportunity, and there was some weird, goofy stuff that happened, but it didn't look great. It didn't look great in the season finale against the Ravens a couple of years ago. Steelers won the game. They punched their ticket to the playoffs, but it didn't look great. Mason Rudolph threw a red zone interception against the Bills in the playoff game. If he doesn't throw that, the Steelers actually might not have a puncher's chance of it being an even more competitive game. So I'm just wondering why Steelers fans think this guy can get the job done. And I'm not creating a straw man here. I tweeted out right after the schedule release, oh man, the Steelers are going 6-11 if Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback. And I got lambasted. People telling me they're going to go 10-7, 9-8. They're going to be in the thick of things. And it can't be because you've got faith in Tomlin. I've done enough Twitter polls. I've done the show long enough. I've taken enough calls to know you don't like Mike Tomlin. So it's got to be the faith in Mason. And I'm just wondering if it's actually faith in Mason or you just don't want to put up with the other guy. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Because just so you know, people nationally do not view Mason the way that we view him locally. Like Dan Orlovsky said they'd go 0-6 to start the season with Mason. I don't agree with that. I think he's better than that. I think the roster's better than that. But that's a guy who is paid to break down quarterbacks and give his opinion, who says they will go 0-6 with that guy to start. Pro Football Focus just came out with this the other day, yesterday, in fact. Mason Rudolph, one of the lowest graded quarterbacks in the NFL. I saw NFL.com did a quarterback tiers list. I-E-R-S, although you could spell it T-E-A-R-S for these purposes, because we'd be crying watching this guy for 17 games. He was the 30th ranked quarterback in the NFL, behind rookies. People in this town think Mason Rudolph can step in day one, play all 17 games, and they're going to have a winning record. I just don't see it that way. If you believe in Mason, why? Or is this just, you don't want the other guy? 412-928-9370. Caboli thinks he's better than Justin Fields, which I think is a total farce. Maybe he says stuff like that so that Mason Rudolph goes on his podcast. Which, hey, I swim in the same waters. I've played the game too, my friend. I'm not judging. We have a different view of this guy here than people do nationally. If Mason Rudolph is the starter day one, the Steelers are going to get excoriated for it nationally. I think in some circles, they'll get celebrated for it around here. Why? 412-928-9370. Bunch of calls pouring in. We'll talk to you guys about this coming up next. You can hear more of what Mason had to tell the guys when we come back as well. All right, we will take your Aaron Rodgers v. Mason Rudolph calls, I promise, at 412-928-9370. But right now we are joined by one of our favorite guests. Nay, our favorite guest. Until I tell Doug Whaley the same thing at 9 o'clock, that's John Wehner. Morning to you, John. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really good. How are you?
They got a dub, John. Didn't it feel nice, even though it's kind of looking always the same way, even when they get a victory?
Yeah, I mean, you have to reward this pitching staff at some point in time, and you know, you can't say enough about what Falter did last night, especially, you know, after the leadoff triple. You're thinking, oh boy, here we go. You can't get down. This team hasn't, they've won two games when the other team scored first. So you're thinking, man, what's going to happen here? And then he managed to get out of that relatively easily in the first inning and then just mowed them down from there on. And you're not going to win many games just scoring one run. You know, they got to figure out a way to produce more offensively. I mean, some of these guys are really struggling. We're not hitting the ball at the ballpark. And eventually, I think this offense will get going and, you know, they'll support this staff a little better.
Yeah, John, I mean, this is, like, without question, this isn't even a hot take. This is a playoff-worthy starting rotation. I mean, Skeens has a 2.44 ERA, Andrew Heaney 3.02, Bailey Falter 3.50, Mitch Keller 3.88. You take out the Yankee start for Keller, he's under 3. I did some math this morning, so it might not be 100% right. I mean, we got to take any math that I do with a grain of salt. But if you take the top four starters on this year's staff, John, and you compare it to the top four starters of the 2013 club, this group has a lower ERA. Like, that's what's so sickening about this. If they were even close to an average offense, they'd be winning baseball games.
And I'm hoping they're going to get to being an average offense, you know, and hopefully the pitching will continue to be so great to where, you know, you're going to win these close games. And but yeah, kind of coming into this year, you know, we felt it in the off season. We knew coming into spring training that we were going to have a really good pitching staff. Now, we didn't know we were going to lose Jared Jones, and we didn't think, you know, we expected Oviedo to be in the mix, but yeah, and the pitching is still great. It'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously the record's where it is, and man, it's a steep hill. And you wonder if they'll try to make moves to get more offense somehow, some way. I mean, I think it'll help to get Nick Gonzalez back. It'll help to get Andy Rodriguez back. Spencer Horowitz, I like that swing. I think he's going to help the club. And then you got to get these other guys just getting a little more consistent. You know, Reynolds with the power. Cruz hasn't hit a homer, feels like, in a while. You know, those are Bart's another one. I mean, he got 6 extra base hits.
Yeah.
And he's been close the last few days or last week or so, you know, as far as driving the ball. He's hit a few balls off the wall, got robbed with a couple homers. You know, there's guys in there that have done it before, and you know, you expect them to get back to their norms. And like I said, when you've got a full squad and you're healthy, you're going to score more runs, and you know, because this isn't going to continue. I mean, it's one run, two runs. I don't know what they're averaging over the last month, not scoring more than 4 in almost a month. It's got to improve.
Yeah, they could tie the modern record today if they fail to score more than 4 runs. Looks like a pitching matchup that if they get the game in with the weather.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're here, John, that maybe this is the day. Maybe they'll break the streak just in the nick of time. I also wanted to ask you, though, about Gene Lamont. So you go to the Marlins in 97, you win a World Series, and then you come back. Gene Lamont is there. I think it's a great idea that the Pirates bring him in. What can he add to help Don Kelly manage the club the rest of the year?
Experience is number one, and he's a very bright guy, you know. I had spent time with him here, obviously, before he went to the White Sox in the early 90s. And then when he came back, you know, getting to know him and talk to him, he knows baseball. I mean, Jim Leland leaned on Gene Lamont. So certainly Donnie Kelly can lean on Gene Lamont. I mean, there's hardly anything that he hasn't experienced. He has a calming presence. You know, he's not a very emotional guy. He's really laid back, but he's really, really smart. And there will be times where, you know, the game could get sped up. There could be situations where you need a quick decision. And I think for Gene, it everything's so slow for him. I mean, the game won't speed up on Gene Lamont, and it might on a rookie manager who's never managed at any level, let alone the big league level, to where, you know, I think he has that calming influence and that knowledge to where, you know, his suggestions are, you know, he's going to help Donnie with that experience and that knowledge to where, you know, it's not going to happen every game, but there's going to be games to where, you know, you might make a quick decision or a tough decision where I think Gino, based on, you know, what he's done in the past, managing, being a bench coach for Jim Leland, is really going to help Donnie.
I hope so. And I like what I've seen out of Don Kelly so far. I mean, I like how aggressive they've been on the base paths. I like them trying to lay down bunts. You wish that they wouldn't bunt it back to the pitcher. But I like what he's been doing. And I think you can discern whether a guy's got it or not, even if the club itself might not be the best constructed.
You got to take risks, and he's not afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
You know, if this offense improves, which I expect, you're not going to have to be as aggressive. You might not want, you know, these guys running or bunting or taking risks on the bases because you're scoring enough runs and guys are driving the ball and you don't want to make outs on the base pass or attempt to. But they're in that situation right now to where you got to find a way to create runs and I give a lot of credit to O'Neill Cruz. There's times in the past where I think he wasn't as aggressive. If he doesn't steal that base, I don't think we score.
Yeah.
We might still be playing. And he wasted no time. He wasted no time in the first, and he wasted no time that second after that second walk to set up Brian Reynolds. And Donnie Kelly again. He's been around a while, and he's been on the bench next to Jim Leland for a long time, thinking along with him. And so you're talking about a Hall of Fame manager, and Donnie knows the game as well as anybody. He's played everywhere. You know, and he's aggressive. You would never know it. No, talking to Donnie Kelly, he's so laid back, and he's such a pleasant guy, a nice guy. It's great to see him fired up. It's great to see him take chances. You know, I think he's good for this group. It'll be nice when they make the job a little easier for him by driving the ball out of the ballpark and scoring more runs.
Exactly right. John, we appreciate your insight as always. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking, where's Dorn?
You know, he told me why he was going to be off, but I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe he can share some of those, red yeast. Maybe the guys need some red yeast.
All right, Wainer, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
He's the best, John Wainer. Red yeast lowers your cholesterol. And I have a doctor appointment coming up on Friday where my doctor is going to yell at me about my cholesterol. He gave me 6 months. He said, we'll put you on medication if it's 6 months you haven't lowered your cholesterol. And you know what I've done, Dom? Nothing to change my diet. So the cholesterol's going to be bad. I thought he was going to ask about Rob Gronkowski, the story he told about Aaron Hernandez, which the audio is so dirty, we couldn't even clean it up to play it on the air. But how can I paint a word picture here? I could say it like this. Rob Gronkowski went on a podcast and said that Aaron Hernandez used to play with himself in meetings, team meetings with the Patriots. I was not surprised to hear that because Doran has told me that off the air. I swear to God, Doran had told me that he would whip it out in team meetings. Not Doran would whip it out, but Hernandez. Anyway, let's take some Mason Rudolph calls. At 412-928-9370, Ben, save me in the car.
Yeah, hi, this is Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Ben.
I have a pretty strong opinion about this, but I feel like a lot of my Pittsburgh sports fan friends would disagree with for the most part. So I think people on both ends have a little bit of delusion going on.
You're talking about delusion.
Aaron Rodgers is starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, if you think Aaron Rodgers is starting, I agree with what you guys were saying earlier about he's got kind of like a 10 to 11 win ceiling, but he's not doing anything in the playoffs against these AFC quarterbacks. His age 42 season or wherever he's at now, he's not Tom Brady. He's not loaded with the talent Tom Brady had around him at the end of his years. I agree that the 10 to 11 win ceiling is where he's at, but he's not doing anything that – we actually care about, which is getting us playoff wins.
So would you rather have Rudolph?
Well, that's the thing. If Aaron Rodgers isn't getting us playoff wins, then if we're looking at Mason Rudolph, who has more of like an 8 to 9 win ceiling, why would you not take that? If he could get us, you know, 6, 5, maybe 4 wins.
See, and that's where I'm okay with it, Ben, and thank you for the call. Like, if Steelers fans want to call up and say, hey, if Rudolph starts and they win 4 games, it's probably the best thing for the team because you can draft a quarterback next year. I get that. What I'm wondering is why Steelers fans have faith that Mason Rudolph would win 10 or more games. And I've gotten a ton of that on the text line and on social and people calling him when we did the schedule release. If your argument is I'd rather have Mason because I think we'd suck, okay, I'm here for that argument because I feel like they would win 6 games. And that could be the Steelers better positioning themselves for the future. But a lot of Steelers fans have called up and told me they think this guy could win 10 games, and I'm not seeing it. You can weigh in 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you about this coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley going to join us for the full 9 o'clock hour. I saw a national television host ranked Mike Tomlin among his top 5 NFL coaches. We'll get into that with Doug. We'll get into Caleb Johnson comparing himself to Derrick Henry. We'll get into the NFL owners' meetings. Right now, though, we're talking to you about Aaron Rodgers v. Mason Rudolph. I forgot we were having Wainer on. That's why I didn't take more calls in the last segment. I got up in it. I don't have Doran here guiding the show. And Dom behind the glass, he doesn't want to correct me. He thinks I probably know what I'm doing. No, I don't. I'm a rudderless ship. So we'll get some of your Rodgers Rudolph calls in now. Tony and Hickory. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers go anywhere but Pittsburgh. Mason, I think, has the team behind him. He's a class act, and I just think they'd ride that horse wherever it takes him and look to the future. I think Aaron would be a detriment to the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team backs Rudolph, but I think if you pulled 90 guys, that they would want Aaron Rodgers to be here. The league told us what it thinks about Mason Rudolph. He is a class act. He is a hard worker. He's a good guy. I really like Mason Rudolph. Steelers are paying him $4 million this year. Guys like Daniel Jones are getting 15. Last year, no one knew Sam Darnold would be good. He was making, what, 10? Gardner Minshew makes 10. The league doesn't even view this guy as a top-tier backup. So you pull the Steelers, I think they would understand that they're going to deal with a kind of a jag-off in Rodgers, but just because the team doesn't like the guy doesn't mean he ain't the better football player. Harry and Aliquippa put a bow on this, buddy.
Yes, sir. I thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Well, sorry about the delay there. Yeah.
Oh, you know, you do a fabulous job. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
How about that, Harry?
I think the Steelers missed the boat on Justin Fields, but I think you are onto something about the Aaron Rodgers thing. Is because I personally don't want Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Is because I don't feel his commitment. You know, Mason Rudolph might not be as good of a quarterback as Aaron, but you have all of Mason Rudolph. His work ethic and his commitment is to the team. And the other thing I wanted to say, if I can, about Dan Orlovsky and these national media people, Dan Orlovsky's record as a starting quarterback in the NFL was 3 wins, 23 losses, 15 TDs, 13 interceptions. So maybe he misspoke and thought, and he meant to say, if he was the quarterback, they'd go 0-6.
Harry, do you remember what he was most famous for?
Was it the 0-16 team? Was that it?
Yeah, and he was avoiding a pass rush and ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety.
Oh, yeah. So him to say, oh, with Mason Rudolph, they'd be 0-16. I'm like, thanks, Dan. I appreciate your thing. Now, if it was coming from Tom Brady, different story. But coming from Dan, I take it with a grain of salt with him.
Harry. Appreciate the call. Normally, I would try to keep it to the argument and talk about the nuts and bolts of the argument and not shoot the messenger, but I have absolutely no reason to stick up for Dan Orlovsky, and so I won't. All right, coming up next, Doug Whaley is going to join the show for a full hour. Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Rain all day, high of 66. We'll see if the Buccos can sneak this game in today. If they do not score 5 or more runs, they will tie the modern-day record for most consecutive games without achieving that quote-unquote feat. I'm on the edge of my seat. Doug Whaley next. It's Fan Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.